This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
9 minutes after 11 o'clock, this is Power Life, right here on Power 98.7 with myself, Tsego Hatjo Moagi. That was Amanda. It's 11 o'clock, Gwinch. That was Amanda with Power. Sheesh, were you trying to link it up here?
Song request.
Song request? Really? Why that particular song? Look at me just going into it. Look, we've been having conversations off air, so it just feels natural to continue with it. In studio is Thabiso Bapela, voiceover artist and actor. If you don't know Thabiso, Google him. I mean, I always tell you guys this, right? Google him. But if you watch things such as Gomorrah, if you watch things such as Giyani Season 2, The Queen, The River, you know, there's a list here. And I'm just like, I'm not going through everything because this man has been on TV, right? Thabiso, thank you so much for coming in into studio this evening. So why that particular song?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Kidumidishe, everybody that's listening at home, Luena. I think that song is such a confirmation where I know I was born with something and I'm here to make a change and to be something. I'm here to make a huge difference in a lot of people's lives.
I love that. I love that. So for those that don't know, your name, Thabiso, I mean, you were born in Limpopo, and I'm just linking it back to our previous conversation, right, about the importance of names. Very heated. Your name, you know, Thabiso, for you and your family, what does it mean? Do you know how it originated for you to be named Thabiso?
Yes. So how I came about, my parents actually lost my sister and it took them time before they could conceive. So they had to go before I actually got conceived. So when I came, that's the reason why they called me Thabiso, because I was there and I was the only child. So I was there to hold Thabishawat.
Yeah. It's interesting that you weren't named Thabiso, right? Being from Limpopo. I think you would assume.
I think that is more of the Setswana side than
the Sepedi side. Okay. Yes. All right. I said to Thabiso off air that, you know, people from Limpopo are problematic. you know what the thing is, right? Get Thabiso, right? And a Umupedi.
Ndebele, but it's populated by Mapedi. That's why I give a little speedy.
Okay. Yeah. And then you go and act in a Xitsonga drama. This is why I get a little problematic, right? Tswana lili buwani mol. A vendor lady, right? Speaks all these languages.
Okay.
Ne? Here's Thabiso. Ndebele man.
Yes.
Grew up with Bapedi. Speaks Xitsonga, of course, Sepedi, isiZulu, and isiXhosa.
Yes.
Help me understand it. Before we get into how you landed the gig on Giyani, help me understand it. How is it that you are able to learn and be fluent in so many languages?
I think it's a gift from God, one. But another thing that people from Limpopo have as an advantage is that we are very diversified. So the diversity actually makes us become multilingual. And the minute I got to Joburg, I picked up isiZulu. Within time, I could speak isiXhosa as well. So it's easy. You've got an ear.
Yeah, just listen to it. How did you land it then? That role on Giyani, the role of Dr. Gwena Mokgashwa.
So my agent got a brief and then I was called in to come and audition, and I auditioned, and actually I auditioned for season one and I didn't get season one. And the reason why I wanted so bad to be on Giyani Land of Blood is because it represents the diversity that we have in Limpopo, you know, being Xitsonga, being Sepedi, Chilobedu. So it's there's different cultures that represents us as people from Limpopo. So I wanted to be on that show because it's me getting to represent my people from where I come from and just there and speaking the language. So audition for season 2, and I landed the role. I was shooting in the next 2 weeks.
You know, I want to tell us, you know, when you say you're shooting the next 2 weeks, sorry, there's a lot going through my mind because I obviously, you know, I've watched bits and pieces, right? But you've also played doctor roles.
Yes.
In other
shows.
Is it something that you'd ever pursue? Because I'm sure you've got the knowledge of it now. Or are you secretly a doctor?
No, let me put that on the table. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical doctor. I am a TV doctor. I actually get to be called national doctor because of the different different shows that I've been on where I played the doctor role. So I think it goes with the look, because the main thing about in our industry is the look, how you speak, and do you fit the character? So that's the reason why I was fortunate enough to actually get this doctor roles. And even the terminology or the jargons of the industry, it was easy for me to actually grasp. So that's the reason why I got. And then the talent, of course.
Talent. Love it. Love the confidence and the talent, of course. So getting then into this industry, how long have you been in it and what has it been like, that journey for you?
So professionally, I started in 2016. I did Generations, The Legacy. So till date. And it's amazing. I think the arts, acting is, it's a calling. The transformation from myself getting into another person's life, telling another person's story, and getting to understand or see things differently from another person's eyes. It's such an amazing feeling that each and every actor longs for. And the minute you're on stage, you feel like you're living your purpose.
I saw something on the socials where an actor, an overseas actor, was telling a fellow an actress was telling an actor to snap out of it. And I can imagine that, you know, when you're acting and you do it for consecutively, you know, every day you're shooting or every other day you're on set, you then go into that character.
True.
Right? How do you snap out of it? How do you ensure that when you walk off set, you become Thabiso and not the doc?
It comes with discipline and being able to de-roll after each and every scene or each and every character that you've played, because that is not your life. That is somebody's life. But it's very easy for you to carry it home or live with it. So you need to remember who you are. So for me personally, what I would do, I would just ground myself, come back to Thabiso, because sometimes you do hectic scenes where maybe you were crying or you were telling a very painful or, you know, hurting story. So for you to get out of that, it's not easy, but it's a trick or a skill that you need to learn to be able to de-roll and play. Leave it there and say, this is not my life. This is Dr. Malama's life, and I'm going back to my life. Just like going into it as well, leaving yourself and walking into Dr. Malama's life and being able to live with all his decisions without even judging the person. Because as actors, we can't judge our characters. We just need to be truthful or authentic with the storytelling.
When you started, right, was that an easy thing to do? Have you ever found yourself still within your character?
Yes. It was not an easy thing to do. That's the reason why I said it's a skill, because if you do not pay attention to it, you will always walk around in character. Even when you walk into a room, you'll walk into a room as a character instead of yourself. So it's something that you, it's a trick that you need to learn, and you learn it as you go, as you grow, as you become better in the industry as well.
How has this industry treated you?
I think it's been kind.
Yeah.
It's been kind. It's been loving. I think, I mean, you saw the list of, you know.
It's a long list, so, okay.
I think, honestly, God has been amazing. And I've got into the industry and introduced myself and stamped, or rather announced, who I am and where I want to go. And people believed in me, and people like keep calling me back, keep working with me. And here we are.
You know, we spoke about the doctor role, right? Mm-hmm. And how you've always landed yourself there.
Yes.
Do you have any aspirations to be a doctor?
Of being a doctor. I think I finally need to decide if I do or not, because there's still time, right?
Yes.
7 years. Only 7 years of studying. But just to be honest, no. I don't think I will. I don't think I've got the patience that doctors have, dealing with hundreds of people on the line, complaining about one thing, this or that, long queues, long hours as well. I don't think so.
What is the kind of character that you would say no to?
I don't think there's a character that I would say no to. The reason why I say that is because as actors, we need to have a range, and you need to be able to challenge yourself, play something that is totally different from who you are, because that shows that you respect the work and what you've been given. If you've got the talent, you're given the talent, and that you've got the skill as well, then you'll have a range. You'll be able to play something completely opposite from what you've played before. An example, Dr. Gwena Mogashwa. Completely different from who I am, completely different from the other doctor roles that I've played. He was manipulative, he was a crook, he was broke, but pretended to have money, and he was just there to get money out of the character Manoku, you know? Mm-hmm. So he was scheming all along, and that is something that is way far from who I am.
Yeah.
So it's that you need to be able to have the flexibility and the range as a performer.
Mm. Which one of the roles that you have played has actually been your favorite, or you can't tell?
I think they all, it's like they're kids to me. Give an avaga, you know. But I think they had different challenges. Mm-hmm. I played a role, Tepo Modise on Erased, where I feel that it came with a whole lot of knowledge and education to me before even the viewers, because the story that I was telling is such an important story that shows we are different people, but coexisting, we're living together, we need to be able to live together. He was a married man, and he was dating or in a relationship rather with a trans woman who was white and staying go ligationing, go mikukung ibile, not even ligationing. So the challenge with it was for me to navigate around the life, and be able to get into that character without any judgment. Get into the character and say, I'm married. When I'm here, I'm a husband. When I move here, go back to Mukuku Atepo. This is who I am with the trans woman that I was dating, and the trans woman who happened to be a sex worker.
Sure.
That's how hectic it was.
That's a lot of dynamic.
It was a whole lot of dynamics that I had to deal with and bring them into myself without saying, Mara, this guy. No, I couldn't.
Oh, my word. I don't know how you do it.
It's a skill. You, at the end of the day, you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned that, you know, with that particular character, Tepo was married,
yes,
right? You also play doctor roles. Yes. Do you actually watch anything to show you, or to, I don't want to say show you, but that, you know, something that would give you a guideline as to how you should actually be acting as a married man, as a doctor? Do you, are there any shows that you watch to help you in that instance?
Yes, definitely. Another aspect that is quite important for us as actors is to do research, extensive research with the character that you are about to embody. The characterization. In this case, Dr. Molamo, as an example, who is a GP in a public hospital in a township. I went back and watched The Good Doctor, currently on Netflix.
Love it.
Love the show. Amazing. And New Amsterdam.
Yes.
But my research was based more on The Good Doctor, because it's not only about the script itself. You need to understand the terminology, how they work, how they treat, how they manage patients, how they manage diseases or medication. If you are about to diagnose somebody that is with kidney failure, for example, there's a real person at home that's going to watch that and say, no, but this is not what I'm going through. So you need to be relatable as well to the audience and true to yourself, because it gives you the confidence of performing if you know what you're talking about. But if it's just 100 mils, you don't know what it is, what is it for, then you're not going to be able to translate that into your performance.
And you don't give out a true reflection.
True. To a point whereby, when I walk on the street, somebody will say, what's about I can only coffee and I'm on a and I'm like,
Linda, you know, Linda, can I tell you, so I've got this itchy throat that has been ongoing.
Consult your GP.
So, you know, you speak about the industry being kind to you. What are some of the challenges or difficulties that you may have faced getting into the industry and while you are there now?
I think the challenges is rejection in most cases for actors, because you go through so many casting, what they call auditions, and you're looking forward to a role that you just auditioned for, and it doesn't come. You know, you go to 100 auditions, you don't get any of those, and you get a 1 year. You know, it's a no. Those are the challenges that, or the reality of an actor. Every day it's an audition. Every day it's an opportunity for you to go and audition for the next role. Because it's great, you've got this role, but the next role that's coming, where are you going?
So how do you survive in an instance like that?
It's a skill as well, whereby you need to be able to be motivated. You go to an audition, because it's a no, you pack it, you leave it, pause, mute, control, I'll delete.
Forget about it.
It happened. If they call you back, great. If they don't call you back, you're not going to have a hang on. They didn't call me. Mm-mm. You move on.
How did your parents respond? I don't want to say react, because it's not the right word. But how did they respond when you said, I want to be an actor?
I actually wanted to study acting after my matric. So my mom was like, hey, what do you want to look at more TV, Mara? Hey, I want to know my pillars wrong, Mara, to be so. And that's how I knew that it was a no for her. And which made me go and study business management. I made sure that I studied, got into the industry, started working and qualified as an assessor. But the calling kept calling. The calling kept calling. There was an edge to perform, an edge to be on stage, and finally came back. Got back. That's when I did Generations, The Legacy. Yeah,
I'm sure they're very proud of you now.
She's extremely proud.
Oh my gosh! So, you know, of course, being on so many soapies or so many shows, you probably got to work with some of your favorite actors and actresses.
Yo.
What has that been like for you? And who are some of those people for you?
I mean, when I was growing up, I looked up to Abo Silo Makeka Ngube. Because, I mean, Erohola, we had SABC 1, 2, 3. That's it. And then ETV came. But you would watch Generations, and everybody you saw on Generation, he's like, oh, one day. Mm. You know, as much as then it looked like, no, that is too far. Television is too far from where I am and who I am. What will make me land there? It's not going to happen. Pamela Nomvete, Siyabonga Twala, Masasa Mbangeni, who happens to be my coach. Hey, there's a lot. The list is long. currently, even my colleagues as well, Mamkoni Chume, Katlego Tanki. Those are people that I grew up watching and one day wishing that I will be where they are.
Mm.
And fast forward, I'm actually sharing a stage with them.
What's that feeling like? Talk to us about the first time you met someone that you actually wanted, that you saw on TV and you never thought it would be happen, that you'd actually work with them.
I think it was Siloma Kekanqobe. I did a show called The Head. When I got on set on the day, makeup, there he is. And I didn't know how to act around him. You know, I'm starstruck, but I'm like, hey, remember the discipline. You're an actor. Mm. You are here to act. Mm. Don't forget your primary role while you're here. So I just had to keep it cool. I think I managed to be, even around other celebrities, as much as I would love you to the T, but I would not be able to, hey man, keep it cool, relax, chill. So I kept it cool.
What are some of the things that really get to you about this industry?
The expectations.
Okay.
I think the expectations become too much to a point whereby people that are in the public eye end up living a life that is not real. Mm. Or where you need to overthink everything that you're doing because you are on this platform. So I think it's just the expectations. I was talking to a friend of mine about 2 weeks ago, Koleka. She's a gospel artist. So she was driving a small car at a mall. So this guy comes to her and is like, ah, marasizukuni nucula wen. Osa driver le moto le nincane kanje. So you on some, why are you expecting me to have a bigger car? If matlaka fellamu, then this is where I am. Mm. Mm.
And those expectations, do they come always from us normal people? That came out very wrong.
Very, very wrong.
But does it come from the public? Let me put it like that. Does it often come from the public and not necessarily your co-actors and actresses or your family?
I think, yes. From the public to the families, rather. And I don't find it much with the cast that you work with, okay, or maybe other fellow colleagues. I don't find it much there, but outside, there's an expectation. Even when you get to a wedding, they announce your name because you are in the audience. Mm. When you walk into a room, they know that you are there and who you are. So that on its own, it's an expectation or creates more expectations. All of a sudden, they get to call you on stage without you preparing, you know, being called like, I've got a wedding, MC.
We'll pay you in kind.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that? Why is that still happening?
So yeah, unfortunately, that's what we go through.
So, I've had a few conversations with other actors and actresses, right? The issue always comes up of the Department of Arts and Culture. There's a new minister now. What are some of the expectations that you have, especially when it comes to, I mean, I remember having a conversation with Mae Clementine, and she said, just watch us. If it wasn't for actors and actresses, we wouldn't have Bokomora. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have Giani, the land of blood. You know, you wouldn't have those soapies and those things that people actually want to see on a daily basis. What are your expectations, do you think, when it comes from when it comes to the new minister that is actually there now?
I think, you know, having expectations, it's sometimes you get disappointed. But what I would want him to actually focus on is focus on artists. Sit down with artists and listen to what is it that they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think for me, it'll be a matter of us as actors, we don't get royalties. You shoot a show today and you get paid when you're shooting the show. It plays 10 times after you don't get anything, or 10 years or 20 years, they bring the show back. You are not paid again. So it'll be great for us to operate like, you know, like your Hollywood, how it operates. The minute the show is on, it's playing, you get your royalties at the end of the year, just like our musicians as well. You know, you get royalties of the work that you've done. So that's one expectations or one thing that I would like him to do.
So somehow formalizing the, making it formal.
Yeah.
All right. We are in conversation with Thabiso Bapela. He's a voiceover artist and actor. And we continue our conversation with him. Of course, if you'd like to engage, 0861-987-000. Tweet us at PowerFM987 at @SekgomoAgi_.
Sundays, 9 p.m. to midnight. This is Power Life with Tsego Ajo Moagi on Power 98.7.
Let's continue our conversation with Thabiso Bapela. He is a voiceover artist and actor. On Twitter, Riva just goes Thabiso at Tsego Moagi Thabiso, and she's got fire, and you know, Riva, you need to give us more than that.
Hello, Riva.
You need to give us more than that. What is the issue with Thabiso? You like his acting? Talk to us. Talk to us at PowerFM987 at Tsego Moagi _. So you've now set out what you guys would like to see, right, from the new minister. And we know that COVID-19 also hit actors and actresses quite heavily.
True.
Because you can't act, so there's no funds coming in. In situations like that, Thabiso, how do you manage? Like, how do you go then by your day-to-day life?
That's a difficult one. I think for me, I was fortunate enough that I've got a business that I'm running. And my business and the little that I had sustained me during those times. But for somebody that solely depended on acting gig, then it was difficult, you know.
When you speak about your business, the importance of being versatile, you know, a lot of people will stay in one job and in one position because they don't branch out, or they don't remake themselves. What's the right word? You know, they don't rebrand themselves, so to speak. For you, how important is that, and how do you actually foresee doing it in the future, should you decide that you're done with acting?
I think for me, as humans, we are multifaceted beings. You know, we've got the ability to do more than one thing. And if you are able to orientate yourself around different things that you can do that will bring in money, because, I mean, look at the state of the economy. Having one job right now, it's not enough. You know, you're barely making it. So being able to go and do something else and bring in money, for me, entrepreneurship has always been another passion for me. And my business focuses on skills development.
Okay.
So we go around the country into training young or upcoming entrepreneurs. So that's another thing that it's a passion for me, and I do it passionately. So if I'm off screen, then I'm doing that.
And how long have you had the business for?
Formally registered 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what is the plan for 2023?
In terms of acting?
Yes.
Beautiful things. I think this year I want to challenge myself. I'd love to get a role that would push the boundaries, you know, challenge me as an actor, challenge me as a person, challenge me in a way or see things differently, because all those characters that we get to play, they have a certain awakening to you as a person. Something that you take home with, you're like, sure, I never thought of this like that. Mm. Because art imitates life. Mm. You know, this is real people's lives. You know, it's somebody's reality. So this year, definitely, I would love to get a role that will challenge me and go bigger. Just did Kings of Joburg, which was on Netflix, yeah. Which was amazing. And that was a goal that I had for myself that, all right, we've been on SABC, DSTV, what is next? Mm-hmm. Because we need to move and grow. And getting outside of the country as well. I had an opportunity to do an international series which was based in Nigeria, mm-hmm. about a Nigerian family about 3 years just before COVID. So that's those are the things that, those were the stepping stones and objectives for me that this is what I want this year and it needs to happen, and it happened. So want to grow even better.
Amazing, more. Amazing. What would you say, though, to a young person who actually wants to really go into acting?
Do it for the love. The glitz and glamour does not exist in this industry. Yes, you'll see the red carpets. You will see us with our filtered lives on social media because we make it look glamorous. But the reality of it is that it's not glamorous at all. So if you love the industry, you want to be an actor or a musician, you really are passionate and love it, then all good, do it. And another thing that's very, very important, go to school.
Yeah.
Educate yourself. Know what you're getting yourself into. It's easy to navigate, and what education does, it gives you depth. Mm. So, which is good for you. Mm. You know, it'll be a tool that you will be able to navigate through the industry with.
For those that would like to get in touch with you.
Yes.
How can they do so?
I'm on socials, so you can check or search rather Thabiso Babela on Instagram. I'm at Tabs Babela. On Twitter, it's at Thabiso B, capital B. On Facebook, Thabiso Babela. And for work purposes, email thabiso.babela@gmail.com.
Thabiso, thank you so much. And it's interesting, you know, you mentioned the thing of if it's a passion, go for it. You know, the glitz and glamour is not there. Sounds like another profession that I know very well.
Tell me about it.
Right? But thank you so much for your time. Thank you for coming in this evening, and all the best with everything else that you want to achieve. Can't wait to see you on even bigger screens.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Highly appreciate it. Had an amazing time.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.